The new school year is almost upon us and is traditionally a chance for families to start the process of sharing their experiences from the school day. This may include reflecting on memories, discussing your family farm operations, and even visiting about plans in the future for sustaining your family farm. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post-Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. The Kansas producer's average age is 58, indicating that there will be a major transfer of farm ownership throughout the next 10 to 20 years. To ensure the successful transition of farm ownership and management across generations, it is essential to have a contingency plan in case the what-if situations happen, such as an unexpected injury or passing. Developing and communicating these plans to family members can be a challenge. However, the reward of sustaining the well-being of your family is worth the effort. It is important to regularly discuss farm succession and estate planning with your parents, children, grandchildren, and other appropriate stakeholders. So, when do I need to start working on my farm contingency plan? The family farm is a vital aspect of American industry and a significant contributor to the economy. But maintaining a thriving farm operation is no small task, given the level of financial commitment, opportunity, and risk associated with agriculture and agribusiness. Few family farming operations survive an unexpected change to the management ownership of their farming business, as well as a family crisis situation, and still remain profitable. So the answer to the question on when to start planning? As soon as possible, even if it is several years in the future. The simple goal is to make family communications about the future of the farm easier, more satisfying, and more effective for family members of all ages. A greater understanding of the role of communication in farm transition planning can help farm families develop workable contingency plans that result in productive family businesses while maintaining family relationships. Our Post-Rock Extension District, along with three other K-State Research and Extension districts, will be hosting four regional Farm and Ranch Transition Conferences. The conferences will be held on August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Clyde, Dolphus, Beloit, and Phillipsburg, starting at 8:30 a.m. and concluding at about 3:30 p.m. All conferences will have the same topics and schedule. Guidelines and risk management strategies will be shared to help find solutions to continue the family farming legacy for future generations, even if the unexpected happens. Our featured speaker for the day is nationally and regionally recognized expert, Dr. Ron Hansen, University of Nebraska Heartland Agribusiness Professor Emeritus, along with Ashley Westerholt, the K-State Research and Extension Office of Farm and Ranch Transition Director, in addition to a local attorney and an ag economist from the Kansas Farm Management Association. Registration is requested by Wednesday, August 16th, with a fee of $15 per person or a special of $45 if four or more family members participate. A catered meal will be served along with handout materials. Either register online at www.postrock.ksu.edu or call any of our Post-Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.